I feel like I should start this episode with something like, "My name is Vicky, and I am addicted to building businesses." And I don't mean to make light of it if you or someone you love is dealing with a true addiction. I just always feel like I'm making a confession when I start something new as a manifesting generator. If you're a manifesting generator listening in, have you ever felt that? Today on Unjaded, I am going to unpack with you the opening of this new business. I may go around the mulberry bush a little bit, or a lot. I'm going to hit on a lot of pieces of human design, and I'm going to try to bring that conversation back around to your design so that you get something out of this and not just listen to me blab on about my design. And the reason that I often go around the mulberry bush is because I have significant abstract circuitry in my human design. What does that mean? I would say significant placements because some of my abstract circuitry defines my type, being a manifesting generator. So I've got the 4629 off my sacral, and it defines my authority. I've got the 4130 coming off of my emotional solar plexus to my root to solar plexus. And oftentimes with abstract circuitry, what we're doing is we go back. We're going back to, even as we're speaking, we're going back to boom, 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 all the experiences of the past, and then we're turning them into a lesson that someone can learn from. And if you have abstract circuitry in your design, there probably is some degree of verbal processing within you. And there probably is some degree of going around the mulberry bush and not being able to land the plane. And that's okay. I'm going to try to make it cohesive for you, but hang on. This is your warning. It seems that I have gone back to my roots of reselling, almost by accident. And I have found that the best things in my life and in my businesses have happened by accident. I opened this online shop. It's called Blue Sparrow, bluesparrow.ca. And of course, there's a story with the name. But I opened this shop in 54 days, which as a manifesting generator isn't really hard to do. But the entire process took a lot longer than 54 days. I am an emotional authority in human design. And I am going to unpack with you actually when this started and when it actually came to fruition. Because a lot of times as an emotional authority in human design, you'll hear it said that you need to wait your wave, wait out your wave. Well, what the heck does that mean? And what if you have more than one wave? And what if it takes longer than one wave to make the decision? So many people in the human design space or so many emotional authorities are making decisions that are still not really felt through. Because they think or they teach or they talk about that you just have to wait through one wave. This particular decision for the opening of Blue Sparrow has actually taken a year. That is painful for a manifesting generator, let me tell you, to take a year. A year ago in March, I was holed up in a hotel room in the depths of an emotional wave. I had just come out of a CBD launch, Content by Design, my signature program launch. And I was tired. And that's actually going to be next week's episode is going to be about launching and how to recover from launches. Because I've had a lot of experience with this. And I really tire easily. See, here we go around the mulberry bush. I really tire of bazillion dollar entrepreneurs saying that launching doesn't have to be tiring because you're going to be tired in a launch no matter what your human design. But how do we recover? So that's next week. Anywho, back to the hotel room last March 2025. And a wave hit me like you wouldn't believe. So some of your waves are going to be deeper than others. And in each emotional wave, there is a gift. There is some lesson for you if you're an emotional authority. There is some lesson for you, some thing that you're feeling your way through and processing and integrating. And you can't do that if you bypass the wave. So this one was pretty intense. Off I go to a hotel a couple hours from me, and I think I'm going to write my book. Finally going to get the book done. Should talk about that on one of these podcast episodes. And I just crashed. I crashed hard. And I was in all of these little shops in this little town because I have a markets environment in my human design, and I love to be in little shops. I love downtown areas that are walkable where I can just go and be. And I have a deep love for retail. Gate 8 is my conscious sun. I told you we were going to go around the mulberry bush. Gate 8 is my conscious sun. Your conscious sun is at the top right-hand side. The top right-hand number on the list of numbers on your chart is your conscious sun. And mine is 8.2. Gate 8 is the marketer. Gate 8 loves marketing, branding, all of the things. Does that mean that I have to work in that? No, but I'm going to talk with you about how it plays into my decision to have the store that I have. I hope I remember to talk about that. And line 2 is of service. Line 2 is a natural marketer of service. So, in a markets environment, naturally, I'm going to love these little shops. And I messaged my friend Lisa. We've done a few businesses before together. I messaged her and I'm like, would you ever be open to me coming into your bricks and mortar store and bringing in some stock, seeing what it looks like, whatever? She's like, I'm always open to conversations. So we had a conversation, but the timing wasn't right. Do you ever feel that in your own life where you know something is going to be for you, but it's just the timing is just off and you just sense it somehow inside of you? You just know that you know. So that was last March. And then in May, I went to visit my friend in Edmonton, my friend Glenda. And she and I met actually when we both had consignment stores 25 years ago, before it was actually a thing. We had consignment stores and we used to travel together. We used to travel to consignment and thrift conferences. We traveled all over Canada and the US. We had so much fun. We visited each other's stores, all the things. And she and I always do road trips. And in these road trips, we end up in consignment stores, in thrift stores, in little towns where there's little wee things that people have done, like super cool cafes. Grace's Bar in Alberta, look it up online, Grace's Bar in Alberta. Grace is an artist and her whole bar is hand-painted things that she has done. So like off the wall, off the beaten path, places like that. That's our jam. And off we go and we do that every single time. So I was in Edmonton in May. And we're doing our usual road tour thing. And all I can see is stuff that I could do in a business. All I can see is my markets environment is lit up like a Christmas tree. And I want to open a store. And I start to think about selling on Instagram stories. So back in 2020, my daughters and I opened an online crystal shop. And it was just one of those things, again, by accident. We're in a hotel room. We're on lockdown because wholesale markets could still shop in Canada, so we could go in wholesale, but retail people couldn't. And we had gone to a place, here again, we go around the Mulberry Bush. We had gone to a place where they had said they were open online and they were closed. My daughter is also a manifesting generator. Off we go to a hotel room. We can't go anywhere. We can't do anything, go out for dinner, anything. Go into a hotel room, design a whole business, open it online. Boom, Bob's your uncle. And for that business, we sold in a Facebook group. We had a community in a Facebook group. We're both 2.4s in human design. Community is very important to us and very effortless for us. And we sold a lot on Instagram stories, Facebook stories, that sort of thing. So I'm in Edmonton in May and I'm thinking, maybe I could just do reselling on my stories. Maybe there's some way I could do a business like that. Maybe I don't have to have a bricks and mortar store. Because really, at the end of the day, I don't want to be super duper tied down. I now have 5 grandchildren with a 6th on the way. They all live between 2 and 10 minutes from us. Like, I want to be the Mimi who is in their lives every single day. So I don't know that a bricks and mortar thing is the thing for me at that point. Fast forward again to November, and I go into Lisa's and I'm just like, Lisa, I really think there's something here. And you may already know if you're a regular listener on the podcast that I did start into the bricks and mortar with her on a trial basis. We did a 3-month trial and it didn't start out as resale. It started out as crystals and books and a line of bamboo clothing and all these different things. And then I just felt the pull again to resale. And I really am sitting with that. I think that's part of my natural genius, which is crazy because as second lines, we don't see our genius as a genius. If you have a second line in your profile, so your profile is made up of 2 numbers and it's usually listed on your human design chart. So your profile is the movie that is the role that you play in the movie of your life. And as second lines, we have a natural gift, many natural gifts, but we don't see them as gifts. And I was starting to bring resale items into the bricks and mortar shop. And Lisa'd be like, oh my God, I go and look at stuff, but I never find the kind of stuff you find, whatever. And I don't know. It's just, I've been thrift shopping and resale shopping for my entire life. I can remember being in high school and it really wasn't cool when I was in high school, but it's how we shopped. And I just feel like I have it in my blood. So anyway, We did the 3-month trial with the Healing Nook with the bricks and mortar space, and then we extended 3 months, and that 3 months is up the end of April, and I'm actually going to be leaving that bricks and mortar space. And here's an emotional authority piece for you. Because I knew very early on that it was not the location for me. I felt out of place always. So this is emotional authority, second line as well. For emotional authorities, we feel. Your only job as an emotional authority is to be in the situation and feel what it feels like. Does something feel off? Does this feel good? Does this feel, my coach would say that's good is not a feeling. But how does it feel to be in this place? And I felt very unsettled in that location. Nothing to do with the partnership, nothing to do with the store itself, just that location, to the extent that I looked up, like had something happened in that location in history because I felt so unsettled in it. And that's also a second line thing. And not a lot of people in the human design space talk about this, but second lines often feel like we don't know our place. We tend to move furniture around a lot. And if you actually, I was going to say, if you ask my husband, but my daughter-in-law and son were over last night for dinner and she came into the living room. She's like, every time I come here, your house is different. And that's a very second line thing. So if you have a second line in your profile, if you have a lot of second lines in your human design, you may find that there are times where you just feel out of place and you just feel off. And can we just normalize listening to that? Can we just normalize being like, you know what? I don't know. This doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm an emotional authority. I'm a second line. I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm the other thing. And I just know. I just know that it's not the right thing for me and I don't know why. And that's okay. For Lisa, my partner in the bricks and mortar store, my pop-up partner in the bricks and mortar store, she feels that that's very much the location for her. Now, she has an undefined G center in her human design. Your G center is the diamond shape in the middle of your chart. If that is undefined for you, in its shadow, you may tend towards role confusion and not understanding your own direction in life. For someone with an undefined G center, you have a geographic sensitivity. And when you find the right place for you, you got to stay in that right place for you. And for this shop of the bricks and mortar shop, Lisa knows that it is the right place for her. With her undefined G center, she feels 1000% at home there. So she's got to stay. So we're at an impasse. We love working together. Our designs play well together, but there's just something that's not right for me. So I get to honor myself. I get to honor how I feel and I get to do something different. Now, I've been working on the online store for quite some time now. Like in theory, in my head, I've been working on it. My inner vision is going crazy with it. And I knew, if you're new to this podcast, you may not know that this is how I teach business. But I knew that the online store was my big rock for quarter one. What does that mean? There is a science experiment where you have a vase, a vase, and you fill it with sand and pebbles and water and all the tiny things. And then you try to put your big rocks in and you don't have any room left. How I teach planning in your business is the other way. You put the big rocks in first, and then you put the smaller rocks, and then the pebbles, and then the sand, and then the water, and everything fits. Everything being your real life. All of the things that are important to you. Like for me, my family, my grandchildren, being free and easy, spending time in nature, all those things, and whatever you have for you. But those little rocks won't fit in. If those big rocks won't fit in, if you put the little rocks in first. So when we're planning, and I'll link up an episode for you because I'm sure there's an episode of this podcast for you where it walks you through the planning process that we use in Design to Profit, my membership. I knew that the online store was my big rock for Q1. And we got it done. We opened on March 25th. I had to let a lot of other things slide in order to get that big rock done. I had to continually recommit to the goal of getting that online store going. And there were times where it was really hard. I probably have about... I need my bookkeeper to get me the exact number. I've sent her my receipts today, but I probably have $7,000 or $8,000 in inventory ahead, which might have made you just go. Because I think that people think reselling, you go to the thrift store and you get something for $3 and you sell it for $100. And that's just not how it is. I should do an episode on that as well, your cost of goods and all of that stuff. But for today, just understand that this was my commitment for Q1 and we got it done. So a lot is happening in the world. You may have noted. A lot is happening in my own astrology chart. So when we looked at my own astrology and the astrology of the store, we discovered that a lot is happening in my 11th house, my house of community, my people. That's very 2-4, my people. And this Blue Sparrow shop is a lot about my people and my community. And I am feeling so at ease when I am building this in the on the Instagram page, when I am building this in the online store, I am feeling so at ease. And that's because it's tying in here. I'm also going through a transformation in how I make money day to day. Does that mean I'm giving up my human design business? Absolutely not. But what I'll tell you, oh, I should do an episode on this too. What I'll tell you is that my human design business sales have gone up since I opened the store. And I started talking about, so I've been planning this store for like loosely for a while, Q1 definitely, 54 days from when I did my first buy of items, of inventory, until we opened. And I was going to put off the opening. The opening was March 25th, 2026, and I was going to put it off. And on Sunday, which would have been the 22nd, I decided I'm not putting it off. We're doing this. And that's when I started the Instagram account and all that stuff. 3 days. And in those 3 days, my human design sales skyrocketed. Why is that? Because I am satisfied. As a manifesting generator, as a generator type, I am chasing satisfaction. When I am not satisfied in my life, and I will walk you through your signature as well here. When I am not satisfied in my life, I cannot call the things to me that are for me. I cannot call my people in. When I am feeling frustrated, when I am feeling angry, I cannot call my people in. And before this online store opening, there was so much frustration, anger, irritation in my life. It was unbelievable. I spoke with one of my friends who's also a manifesting generator, and we were talking about this signature in our human designs, this satisfaction that we are supposed to feel in human design as a generator type. And together we said, there is not an area in my life where I'm satisfied right now, and I have to change this. So for you, if you are a generator or a manifesting generator, it is about being satisfied. How satisfied are you? Oftentimes on the podcast, I refer to this as juicy. Things should feel juicy for you. And when things feel juicy or satisfying as a generator or manifesting generator, our auras like expand and we call people into us. We magnetize people to us. The manifesting generator aura is massive. You've probably felt this if you're a manifesting generator where you're out and about and you bump into people. Your aura bumps into people and it's like, oh, what just happened there? You disrupted the field. Your aura disrupted the field. And if it's frustrated and irritated, that's not a good thing. But when you're satisfied, oh my God, when you're satisfied, you draw so much to you. That's what's happening in my other business. I am deeply satisfied and it is calling others into me. It is calling sales in. It is calling all of this good stuff in. If you are a projector, your signature is to feel successful. Where are you experiencing success in your life? If you're feeling bitter and resentful, you are going to turn people away. I don't know if you have experienced a bitter projector in your life, but holy hell, it is wild. I can feel it online when one of my projector people is bitter. It comes through everywhere. And you're never going to call your people to you if you're feeling bitter and resentful. You got to get some success. You have to allow yourself to feel that sweet, sweet feeling of success. If you are a reflector, your signature is surprise and delight. Where are you feeling surprised and delighted in your life? And it doesn't have to be everywhere all at once, but it's going to carry over because it's in your aura. It's a signature in your aura. And if you're feeling disappointed, especially in the people that you are around in your community, that's a signpost that something's off. If you're a manifester, we've talked about this a few times on the podcast. If you're a manifester, your signature is peace. Where are you feeling peaceful in your life? You got to chase that peaceful feeling. Because if you're feeling anger and irritability, you're not on purpose in your life as a manifester. And that anger is there to show you that something is off. Something needs to change so that you can feel the peace that you're here to experience. And when you feel the peace, you will emit the peace into the field. And that's important. We need you in your power. We need each of us experiencing our signature, our human design signature, so that we call in and we influence through that beautiful aura. Blue Sparrow opened on March 25th at 12:04 p.m. Eastern. And yes, there's a significance to the name and the time, and I will unpack that with you at a future date. I'm also unpacking it on Instagram. On Instagram, it's Blue Sparrow Shop. I will link it up in the show notes for you so that you can follow along if you'd like to. I'm doing a lot of bringing my 2-4 manifesting generatorness into that business, and it feels satisfying. It feels juicy. It feels amazing. I feel lit up. And I think you'll feel that from me when you're over there. So look at your own human design. If you want to come into my world and have a reading with me, there's still half price on the site. I haven't changed it yet. I'll leave it for a little while longer to really interpret all of the nuances of your own design and how you're going to get on purpose with your life, how you're going to intentionally allow your design to play in the world so that you serve who you're here to serve and how you're here to serve, and you don't burn yourself out in the process. We shouldn't be walking through our businesses and our lives feeling like it's a slog. We should always be looking for satisfaction and success and surprise and delight and peace. And if you want my help with that, pop into the website. I'll put it in the show notes. We'll do a reading and we'll look at how your design is designed to play in the world and how you can get that through your business and your career. And I'm going to link up Blue Sparrow as well. I invite you to follow me on Instagram. I'm having a blast over there, and I would love to welcome you in.